The undefeated season for the Creighton Kodiaks football team continued on Wednesday with a 54-20 win over Pinehouse. Creighton got on the board on the very first play of the game, with Peyton Pelletier running the opening kickoff straight to the house. With less than 30 seconds gone, the Kodiaks already had a 8-0 lead, a lead they would not give up. Aiden Joah Hall would reel in a touchdown pass moments later for the Kodiaks after a Pinehouse turnover on downs, followed by the first of two spectacular interceptions for Ethan Lavis, which he ran back for 8 points. With 9:22 left on the clock in the first quarter and having scored 3 touchdowns despite only running 2 plays from scrimmage, Creighton led 24-0. Jackson Smith shook the earth on his way in for Creighton's 4th touchdown of the quarter, followed by a Pinehouse touchdown to break the team's goose egg. The game was 32-6 Creighton entering the second quarter. Carson Strally ran in another touchdown for Creighton in their second play of the quarter, then nearly added another score to end the half, but the final whistle blew just in time to stop the Kodiaks a few yards short with a 40-6 lead. Pinehouse had momentum to start the second half, recovering a Creighton fumble and scoring a touchdown and making the 1-point convert, but Strally crushed any comeback dreams with another kickoff return touchdown, followed by a touchdown for Owen Durrett. The Kodiaks, fielding a crew of rookies for most of the second half, would hold down the fort with the exception of a Pinehouse touchdown in garbage time, making the final score 54-20. Creighton will move to 4-0 on the season and now has beaten all other remaining 2A teams in the Northern Saskatchewan Football League, Pinehouse, Attikakoup and Senator Miles Venn from Airange. The Kodiaks have scored 234 points this season, the most in the league by over 100 points, and have given up 26, the lowest in the league. With all three other 2A teams now sporting 1-3 records and the Kodiaks well over 100 points up on each, the Kodiaks are almost guaranteed a provincial playoff game against a Southern 2A opponent. That opponent will be the highest 2A team from the Saskatchewan High Schools Athletic Association, SHSAA, Conference 2, currently, the Waukau Warriors, who sport a 3-0 record and a 184-108 point record. The Kodiaks will finish up the regular season with a road date against second-place Charlebois Community School Islanders at Cumberland House October 5 and a home game against Attikakoup October 12. Cumberland House sports a 3-0 record as of Thursday afternoon and is the only other undefeated team in the league. The top two teams in the standings will face off in the league final in October, with the top team playing host. As of this week, that game would see a rematch between the Kodiaks and Islanders.